55.0. EDG 01130420260342, audio. Before even starting to sketch the camera installation, the first question I asked myself was how to replace them. Should these cameras, which will replace the windows during certain phases of space missions, be mounted inside or outside? At the risk of being wrong, I made a choice: outside. This choice wasn't arbitrary, and I'll take the time to explain it. If this SSV is ever built, work vehicles will be necessary for its construction. Regarding spacewalks, I've already stated my position. A brief reminder is to try to minimize them. These elements, taken individually, may seem disparate, but they are not. These work vehicles will be relatively small compared to the SSV. It should be easier to protect these work vehicles for longer stays, for the people who will use them to build this station. To put it another way, bulletproof and radiation-proof. These small work vehicles will ideally be inside the station once the work is complete. However, before that happens, they will be docked outside. A secure work vehicle must be developed in one of the early phases. It must have sufficient armor plating to ensure the safety of its users. With this vehicle, it will be possible to safely install and replace the SSV cameras. This needs to be planned for. Installing cameras inside requires window openings, and I don't believe that's the best solution at this time. Others may choose the opposite approach. Nothing is set in stone yet. I made this choice based on the information I have, and for now, this choice is based on the safety of the astronauts. I'm not a dreamer. Isolating a small van is, in our perception, much easier than isolating a 100-story building. Now, what will its cameras transmit? Images, yes, but what else? First, sound. Yes, space isn't noisy, but the ability to transmit sound can be a safety feature, and this shouldn't be overlooked. Vibrations, whether intentional or not, or pressing headphones directly onto the camera, yes, this is possible for transmitting sound. Let's go further. I'm not familiar with space instrumentation, but I do know one thing: measurements taken by instruments will also be transmitted. Would it be possible to combine these measurements directly with the camera data? I believe it is. By writing this, we're opening the door to the actual design of these cameras for the SSV. In closing, I continue to believe that windows are important in spacecraft, and that there might be a way to use them differently. That's all for now, and I hope these texts will help in the design of future space projects. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is April 13, 2026.